The following is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. This week on the Health and Happiness Show, we explore releasing trapped negative emotions. And everybody who hears this on the radio or podcast is welcome to a free ebook and audiobook called The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. I also have a couple paperbacks to share. Would you believe that your body works as a binary computer made up of yeses and nos? I recently learned the sway test. Try it. Stand still, detach from the outcome of the answer, and ask yourself a yes or no question. The energy in your body and around your body will answer with a sway forward, which is yes, or a sway backwards, which is no. Try it. See which way your body moves. It's fascinating. Today's guest, Brad Nelson, will take that kind of inner knowing a step farther with muscle testing to release stored negative emotions, which he believes is the cause of pain and disease. He practiced a kind of spiritual chiropractics for years while developing what he calls the emotion code. He'd like you to learn how to do this for yourself and others, whether near or far. You can even treat your pets. That's why he's going to give you a web address to get the book for free. For Dr. Bradley Nelson, his journey into healing started with his own when he was a child.
It started out really when I was 7 years old. I had an experience where I was really, really ill with measles. My parents had made a bed for me upstairs on the couch, and the plan was I was going into the hospital the next day to go into an oxygen tent. And at 7 years old, that sounded interesting, but I was too sick to really enjoy it. My folks came into the room that night, and my mother asked my father if he would kneel down with her and say a prayer for me, that I'd get well. And so they did, and he was praying, and while he was praying, I had this change that started at the top of my head, and it went whoosh through my body, and I was healed. And I told them when he was done praying, just a few moments later, that I was well, and they didn't get it. They said, well, that's fine, honey. You just go back to bed. We're going to the hospital tomorrow. So that really taught me in a really profound way. I mean, you can't ever forget to be really ill one moment and to be totally well the next. It's unforgettable. That taught me this really profound lesson that there's a higher power that we can draw upon. So when I got into practice and I was working with people day in and day out, I got in the habit of just offering a silent prayer to God each time I went to work on somebody. And I practiced for 17 years, and I saw all kinds of people, the very old, the very young, all kinds of conditions, physical conditions, mental, emotional conditions. And I would just always offer that silent prayer for help. Nobody knew I was doing that. It was just totally personal and private. But there were times when people would come in to see me that I had no idea what was happening with them or what they needed. And I would offer that silent prayer. And the information that I needed to help them would just literally flood into my mind sometimes. And it was sometimes a totally different way of looking at things than what I had even imagined before. And one of the things that I learned was that the emotional baggage that we have is the single biggest or the single most common underlying issue that causes all of these problems that we have. Our depression, our anxiety, our phobias, our panic attacks, our PTSD, our eating disorders, our physical problems, our pain, our migraine headaches, our neck pain, our back pain, our herniated disc, our infertility, our asthma, our digestive disorders. All of these things have a common underlying reason, and that's our emotional baggage. Now, our emotional baggage is not the cause of everything. However, what I found during those years is that it is linked. It's always there. It's kind of like every time the bank gets robbed, you see the same white van across the street, you start to get suspicious.
Right.
Every disease process that we suffer from has emotional baggage as a component. And so I wrote the Emotion Code book and published it in 2007. It really has come from up above. I'm just the messenger. It's not about me. I'm just here to teach people what's possible. And you can use this method to heal yourself and your loved ones and even your pets. And it's so easy.
Dr. Bradley Nelson, the guest, the book, The Emotion Code, How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. And in the book, you do something called muscle testing. Tell us about that.
Well, essentially, we have to have a way to tap into the subconscious mind. You see, we live in our conscious mind, and yet the conscious mind is like a tiny little phone booth inside of a gigantic mansion of intelligence. The rest of that mansion of intelligence is the subconscious mind, and that subconscious mind is so intelligent, it can take a ham sandwich and it can convert that into cardiac muscle tissue or new red blood cells. I mean, our subconscious mind is an order, it's orders of magnitude of intelligence greater than we can even begin to comprehend. But yet, how do we tap into that intelligence? How can we tap into that subconscious mind? Because it knows everything you've ever done, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled, the whole history of your health or disease, the underlying reasons why you're manifesting cancer now or low back pain or loneliness or depression, whatever it is. It knows. Your subconscious knows. And so what we use is a very simple method of biofeedback called muscle testing, and we use it to tap into this subconscious mind. Now, being a computer programmer myself, starting back in the early 1980s, prepared me to understand how the body, how the subconscious mind really is a computer. And it's a binary computer, which means it'll answer basically any question that you want as long as the answer is yes or no. So how we use muscle testing is, for example, if I were there with you, I would have you hold your arm straight out parallel to the floor. And you could make a true statement like, my name is Casey. If I press down on your arm would stay strong because that's a congruent statement and your subconscious mind would respond with strength through your body. If you were to make a false statement like if you were to say, my name is Jill, your arm would weaken on pressure, on my downward pressure. And so this has been around for a long, long time. There are doctors all over the world that use this simple method of tapping into the body. We've taken it to another degree here with the emotion code, where we simply ask questions about the emotional baggage that a person has, and the body reveals those answers in a very, very rapid way. And so you're able to find your emotional baggage and track it down and release it. And sometimes that emotional baggage has occurred long ago in your life. I remember I was at an event one time. A young woman came up out of the audience as a volunteer. I had her hold her arm out and I started asking some questions, and her arm would go strong for yes or weak for no. And I asked if there was a trapped emotion that we could release, and her body came back strong. The answer was yes. And so I started asking some more questions and found out that the trapped emotion was actually forlorn, which is feeling kind of all alone and hopeless and destitute. And I traced it back through the muscle testing, asked some more questions, and found that this had occurred when she was about 1 year old. And I asked her if she had any idea, and of course she had no idea what this was about. And I happened to look out of the audience, and there was her mother, and she was as white as a sheet. And she had her hands kind of over her mouth, and I said, do you have any idea what this might be about? And she was really embarrassed, but she said that when her daughter was that age, she used to use cloth diapers. And one day she accidentally pinned her daughter to her diaper.
Yikes.
And she didn't know it until she changed her the next time. And so this poor baby is in all this pain and crying, and her mom must have been totally overwhelmed. Anyway, I tested through asking and muscle testing her and got the answer back that this was exactly what this emotion was created from, this experience. So I released the emotion, and it just takes a few seconds. We just use you can use a magnet or your fingertips just right down the middle of the back. There's a little meridian there that we just pass over. And she went back and sat down. And I kind of forgot about it, and the event ended, and I went home. And about 10 days later, I got an email from her mother. She said, you know, she said, my daughter didn't tell you, but she's had a problem since she was about 13 or 14 years old with her hip. And she was about 21, I think, at the time. She had a problem with her hip and her knee, and it's been giving her pain, and it's been affecting the way that she walks. And it's been going on all these years, and it's been gradually getting worse. We've taken her to lots of different doctors, and nobody's been able to fix it. But she said, the moment you release that emotion, it's gone completely. And she said, not only that, she feels this new sense of lightness, of being, that she's never felt before. And she's telling everyone about this. So you see, with the emotion code, we can find emotions that are trapped in the body that you have no memory of. And some of the emotional baggage, but some of the emotional baggage that people have is actually inherited baggage. And of course, we now know behavior can be affected by events in previous generations that have been passed on through a form of genetic memory. They've done animal studies now, and they're finding this out with mice and rats that experience some kind of a traumatic event, or they're attacked at the same time they're smelling a certain smell. And that energy, memories passed down to their offspring. Well, what we now know, our emotional baggage is sometimes inherited. At the moment of conception, it's passed down to us in some way. And we now, through the emotion code, we can find that emotional baggage and we can actually release that baggage. It's a profound thing. And the beauty of the emotion code is that anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it. Dr. Bradley Nelson, the guest, the book is The Emotion Code, Future Medicine, How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. It makes sense to me that we can pass down emotions in our cells. There's enough research done on people who have had transplants, heart transplants, and then suddenly have some attributes or love to go fly fishing. Mm-hmm. You know, this something that belonged to the previous owner of the heart. So,
right.
You know, there is memory in our cells. I get that. So passing down from generation to generation, I get that too. But two questions. Let's go back to the diaper pin in the young girl who got stuck in the hip. Is there anything the mother could have done in that moment? Could she have kissed it, said I'm sorry, you know, worked it out with the daughter, somehow moved her past it so it didn't stay locked in her memory for all those years?
Oh, I think that's possible. I mean, if she had noticed right away that she'd made that mistake and taken the pin out and soothed her daughter and held her and calmed her, I think probably an emotion would not have been trapped. You see, we experience intense emotions all the time, and it's only a small fraction of those that actually become stuck in the body. The body itself is an energy field, and when we experience an intense emotion, we're feeling a certain frequency of vibration, and sometimes that energy becomes stuck in the body, and a trapped emotion is literally a ball of energy about the size of a baseball. And so we can find these and get rid of these.
And that energy is vibrating at a different frequency than the rest of the body.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's the fascinating thing about these. But we see that 90% of the pain that we experience is really due to our emotional baggage. It's a fascinating thing.
Fascinating indeed. Imagine if you could get inside your subconscious mind and find out what it's holding on to and what negative emotions it would like to release. That's the theory behind the emotion code. We'll talk more about releasing trapped emotions with Bradley Nelson coming up.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Does an award-winning Hudson Valley Hospital get even better? It teams up with the number one hospital in New York. Hudson Valley Hospital is now part of New York Presbyterian, and with our new name comes new possibilities. New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital now has expanded clinical services previously not available in the Hudson Valley, and easy access to the expertise and resources of New York Presbyterian in Manhattan. Visit nyp.org/Hudson Valley to learn more about the amazing things happening here.
Today, bullies aren't just in the hallways at school or on the playground. Now, cyberbullies can taunt your child with texts, posts, and videos any time of day through mobile devices and computers. If your child is being bullied, they may feel helpless, have difficulty sleeping, skip school, or even run away from home. Talk to your child about what they are going through and let them know they are not alone. For help, call the National Runaway Switchboard at 1-800-RUNAWAY. Or visit 1-800-RUNAWAY.org.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative that will activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Think It Up empowers students to work together with their teachers to design projects harnessing their passions. Let's support the students and teachers whose work today will innovate our world tomorrow. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Think It Up. Join us at thinkitup.org.
Have alcohol or drug dependence made your life or the life of someone you love unmanageable? For more than 100 years, St. Christopher's Inn has been the place where men in crisis find hope. Located in Garrison, New York, St. Christopher's Inn is a residential shelter and substance abuse treatment center where no man is turned away because of race, religion, or ability to pay. If you or someone you know needs to find a way out of addiction, call us at 800-424-0027 or visit our website at stchristophersinn.org.
Hi, this is Fran Capo, adventurer, comedian, and author of Hope Filled the City of Light, which gives you the 44 secrets to happiness. Here's one of those secrets. Ever notice how we rush around for our family and friends, but we don't often take the time to take care of ourselves? Why? We're just as important. From here on in, I want you to promise yourself that you'll take a few minutes every day. Come on, promise yourself now. Devote 5 small minutes a day to something that you love. Listen to your favorite song, pray, walk, take a bubble bath, hug your pet, write in a diary, call a friend. All right, it'll have to be a quick talk. Get a $5 back rub for 5 minutes at a nail salon. Watch the sunrise or the sunset. Savor and eat your favorite snack. Visualize the house you want to buy. There's a lot you could do in 5 minutes, and it gives you something fantastic to look forward to each day. Do not neglect yourself and your sanity. Make it a habit. When you habitually treat yourself well and make yourself important, you feel better, no matter what is going on in your life at the time. And if you treat yourself better, you are a calmer and happier person to be around. Trust me, your family will love it, and the 5-minute de-stressor will work wonders on your mind, body, and soul. Well, I gotta run. I have a massage appointment I don't want to miss. This is Fran Capital, the world's fastest talking woman, but I always make sure I slow down enough to take 5. To learn more, go to FranCapo.com.
Fran Capo, good friend and funny lady. She always has great advice. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in for your health and happiness today. The Emotion Code is the book that claims you can learn to release trapped emotions by having a practitioner ask you a question and having your subconscious mind answer by the strength response that occurs when that practitioner presses on your outstretched arm. Muscle testing. I know it sounds crazy, but I went to a nutritionist who did this on me, and he was able to test by the strength of one arm what was good or not good for me by the specimen or supplement I was holding in the other hand. I had no idea what I was holding, but apparently my subconscious mind or energy field had a reaction to it. Lots of different doctors use this method now. In fact, it's fun. Try it. Don't tell them why. Just have a friend stand up and hold a Twinkie in their left hand while they have their right hand stretched out parallel to the floor. And while they're holding that Twinkie in their left hand, tell them to keep that right hand nice and strong. And then take 2 fingers and apply a little pressure on their arm just before the wrist. You'll feel the muscle response or the strength in that arm. Then put the Twinkie down, have them pick up an apple. Do the muscle testing again. Let me know which makes the other arm feel stronger, the Twinkie or the apple. Bradley Nelson takes this approach and applies it to a chart of negative emotions that he believes could be stuck inside you and causing you distress.
In the Emotion Code, we teach this very simple process of identifying the emotion. And what we have found is that you need to go through this little process to identify the emotion. Otherwise, it won't really release. It's almost like the emotion needs to be acknowledged. You need to identify it, and then you can release it. In fact, there's a question that we ask the subconscious mind. The question is, do we need to know more about this trapped emotion? And when the subconscious mind says no, we can go ahead and release it, which literally just takes seconds. It's kind of like taking a magnet and rubbing it on the magnetic strip on your credit card. It just erases the data. It's kind of the same thing. And sometimes the subconscious mind will come back in response to that question, and we'll say, yes, we need to know a little more. And so usually it's pretty simple. You just have to figure out maybe the age that you were when this happened. And if it's something that's inherited, the subconscious mind wants you to know. It wants you to identify, you know, where that came from and who that came from. And by the way, the fascinating thing that we're finding is when an inherited emotion is released, it seems to release, according to all the testing that we've done, not only from the living person, but also from those ancestors, however far back that may go. And so even though those ancestors of ours are dead and gone, they're still alive spiritually, and they still apparently have this emotional baggage. It's a principle in physics called non-locality, which means that an energy can exist in more than one place at one time. And that's what happens with these energies.
This answers the question, you know, when you look at your neighbors and say, why are all those people crazy?
Exactly. Now we know.
Now we know. It came down. It was passed down energetically, generation to generation. I kid. Of course. I know you are faith-based, so I have to ask you this. Why did God make it so complicated for us to let go of these trapped emotions?
It actually is about as simple as it can possibly be. Asking the body these questions, the body gives answers. It's either yes or no. Most people, when they figure out how to do this, can find and release a trapped emotion in less than a minute.
Can you do it on yourself?
You absolutely can, yes. We've also got a network of practitioners all over the world in 59 countries now. And so people can find a practitioner. You can go to healerslibrary.com as our website. You can find a practitioner that can work with you. And by the way, in the book, The Emotion Code, we teach you how to do this with your animals, with your pets, and also how to do this at a distance. because this is energy healing, and energy knows no barriers of distance, as you well know as a Reiki practitioner, right?
I can't wait to get to work on my pets. All right, final question. Can you point to anything in Scripture?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, one of the things that I believe, of course, as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the Mormon Church, is that we can ask and we can get answers. Ask and you shall receive. And during those years that I was in practice, I was continually asking for help. And as time went on, I gradually began to receive, and more information came down. And the scripture that, you know, what Christ said, knock and it shall be opened to you, I think that that's absolutely true. I think that we're living in an age when there is so much knowledge that's coming down from up above that's preparing the world for a whole new world that we're going to be moving into eventually. And we're feeling all the birth pangs, I think, of moving into that new world that's coming. But I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that this work has come down from up above to help us to get rid of our baggage. Because you see, when you get rid of your emotional baggage, it's almost like stepping out of this old suit that you've been wearing into this new state of being that is so much closer to who God really intends for you to be. And you it's much easier then for you to become a better instrument for God. And it's easier for you to feel love, and easier for you to feel higher emotions instead of constantly being plagued with these old emotions from all the old baggage you've been dragging around all of your life. It's a beautiful thing, and it works so well, and it's so easy, and it's all in the book. Now, I'd like to give your listeners a free gift.
Sure.
And what this free gift is, if you go to this webpage, it's emotioncodegift.com, you can download a free copy of the Emotion Code book. You get the ebook and also the book on audio. So you can start listening to the book and reading the book. And, you know, not too long ago, I was talking with a woman who told me that she did this, and she started reading the book and listening to it. And her son started reading it and listening to it. And then he started working with his friends. And a couple weeks later, the phone rang, and the woman on the other end of the line identified herself as the mother of one of her son's friends. And she said, listen, she said, your son's been doing this emotion thing with some of the boys. And she said, I have to tell you, something really incredible has happened. She said, my son has had a phobia of water for many years, and we've tried everything, and nothing has ever worked for him. And she said, right now, she said, my son is outside swimming in the pool. She said, your son did this to him. She said, you have to tell me, what in the world is he doing? How is this possible? What is going on? And those two boys are only 11 years old. That's how powerful this is.
Wow. Why are you giving the book away for free?
Oh, well, we want this information to get out to the world. So we don't want there to be any kind of a barrier in the way of anybody reading it or practicing it. And it's the most powerful healing method, we think, that's ever been devised, at least the simplest, easiest method. And what it does is it gives people back their birthright of being a healer. We believe that every single person on the planet has a birthright, and that birthright is to heal. And somehow, thousands of years ago, maybe, we lost track of that. But now we're living in an age where we can take back that power, you see, and the Emotion Code is the simplest way to do it. You can heal your kids. You can heal your pets. You can heal your friends, your animals. And if you decide that you really like doing this, there's even a pathway so that you can become certified in this method. And we've got about 2,300 certified practitioners now, like I mentioned, in 59 countries around the world. And you can actually do this for a living.
Well, look at that. You could become an Emotion Code Buster. You'll get the free book and all the details at healerslibrary.com. Healerslibrary.com. Let me know what you think. And I think I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of the Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of the Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.